Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Yud. We're holding at the Mishnah at the top of the Amud. And the Mishnah is going to talk about Chagigos, but first we go off and we speak about Het and Nedarim. What our Mishnah is going to go and tell us is that there are many halachas in the Torah, many parashias, which we take for granted that that's being part of the Torah, where if you look in the Psukim, you find very little allusion, very little source for the halachas, because 99% of the halacha is based on the Torah Shebaal Peh. And then later we're going to get to the Chagigos, as we'll see in another two lines. So first we start off Heter Nedarim, that a person wants to be Mater Neder, Parchim Ba'avir. This is in the liftin, it's in the air, meaning that there is no real Pasik, Ve'ein Lehem Alma Shiyismachu. If you look in the Torah, there's no Befeirish Pasik that says that you can be Mater Neder. The beginning of Parashas Matos, you have maybe 20 or 25 psukim all talking about making a neder, but it doesn't talk about being matir the neder.
About hafara with a husband,
right?
But not you go to a chochan
or the father.
Or the father.
Right, 100%. But I got me matir neder. There's no pasuk in the Torah, and therefore it's porchem ba'avi. If you look at the Rashi in the middle of the Amud, Rashi zokt het in the dorm porchem ba'avi, hatoris in the dorm she'amru chachamim. Shehachochem matir im haneder. I'm sorry, thank you. Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize, boy. Say I apologize. Shehachochem matir is haneder. At remez yesh v'mikra. There's only a small allusion in the pasuk. The ein al malismoich. Ela shekein moser lechachomim b'teirah shebaal peh. This is taka very shvach in the teirah shebachsav. It's based on teirah shebaal peh. We'll see. By the way, in the Gemara, is going to have a number of mandi amrim that will try to bring some sort of remez, some sort of illusion. So the Mishnah says, "Ein le'mashir yismachu." Now, Hilchos Shabbos, Chagigos. Oh, Chagigos is a chunzer mesechta Chagigos. V'hameilos harihem karorim hatluim besara shein mikramut v'aloches merubais. These three, there is already mikramut. Epis is door. However, not a lot. And therefore it's like harorim, like big mountains, hatluyim, that are suspended in mid-air, besara, on a hair breadth. One hair is holding up these tremendous mountains. So it's a mikra muad, there's very little in the way of psukim, halachas merubis, and there's a lot of halacha. And we'll see more about this in Miyat Shem in the Gemara. Finally, hadinim. Dinim means like the dinim of choshim mishpat. Va'avoidois, the avoida of the korbanois. Hataharas va'tumois, those things which are Torah, those things which are Tameh. Va'arois and the parsha of Arois of Erva, that we have both in Achrimois and in Kedoshim. Yesh le'mamashi yismachu, they already got tons and tons of psukim, lots of Torah. The hein gufei Torah, and these are the real essentials, these are the main points of the Torah. Rashi already points out that the Gemara is going to ask, Hein, only these are Gufei Torah. And what about the earlier halachas and Shabbos and not Gufei Torah? And Kashrus and not Gufei Torah? And Yontif and all the other things? What's up? No, these Hein. So the Gemara is going to ask that Kasha, and the Gemara is going to go and say that Af Hein Gufei Torah, not only the others. Okay, Mitch, we'll see in the Gemara. But let's get back to the beginning of the Mishnah, that Het Nedarim is Pireach Ba'avir, the Ein Lehem Al Mashi Yismachu. So Timur Tani, we have a Braisa, Reb Lezer Oimer, Yesh Lehem Al Mashi Yismachu. No, in fact, there are Psukim. Don't say, Asirish Do, this is garnished, it's only Turdish about Peh. I'll show you. And the Gemara is going to have now five or six Mandi Yomrim, each one who's going to try to hang the hat of Het and Nedarim on some sort of nail, on some sort of peg in the Torah. And the Gemara at the end is going to be Doche almost every one of the allusions, as we'll see. Zok Tibreiser, Blazoyme, Yesh Lemamashi Yismachu Shenemar, says in the Pasuk, Ki Yafli, Shtei Pa'amim. The word Yafli, as you know, is not an ordinary common day term. You find it twice in the Torah. Where do you find it twice? One in the beginning of Parshas Matos, when it talks about Ish ki yafli lindor neder. I'm sorry. Beginning of Parshas Matos, Ish ki yafli neder bi erkecha nefoshes la'ashem. That's one yafli. And then you have another yafli in Parshas Nosli when you talk about the Parsha of Nezirus. So it says twice the word Yafli. that the word yafli, explains Rashi, means to go and be mafarish. Mafarish meaning that you say something expressly and explicitly. In other words, it's not just a dibur ba'alma, you say it with a greater sense of conviction and a greater sense of expression. So this word yafli, why does it tell you to repeat it twice? To tell you that there are some times that you express yourself to asir yourself, and sometimes that you express yourself to be matir yourself. And therefore, I have a shtickle remes to the inyan of Atoras Adarim from the fact that it says the word yafli twice, one to expressly to prohibit yourself, and one to expressly permit yourself.
Yafli,
to express yourself explicitly. To say, exactly, to go and say.
Speak out clearly, that's what the word
means. To speak out clearly. And expressly, and explicitly.
But here, what you said before, there's no extra word here. These are talking about two separate things totally.
Yafli? I'm not
one
saying
is about
a
nausea,
Chas v'shalom.
And one is
I'm not suggesting that the words are extra.
You said, why does it say twice?
Why does the Torah use this type of expression? It's unusual. It could have said, ish ki yedaber, ish ki yoimar, ish ki yagir.
Ish ki
yidar.
Ish ki nazidus is a neder ish.
Yeah. And the question is, why does it say yafli?
Which one's which?
It doesn't say. Either you could touch it either way. The fact that the Torah says this unusual word twice, where it's unnecessary, it could have said Ishki Yidar instead of Ishki Yafli Lindar. So therefore, you learn that one of the Haflah tells us the Isser, one tells the Heter, but the Psukim alone, it's not Mashu that way.
Psukim both seem to be.
For sure, less, there's no question. One is to make an Isser Neder, one is to go make an Isser of Naziris. Absolutely. The Poshet Pshat is Dozicha. And that's why the Mishnah Taka says, Ein Le Mashiach Mechu. Or Reb Lezer says, it's absolutely Bederach Remez, Bederach Drush, can be bringing up Sashtikal Raya, that the word Yahweh.
Strange that the Rambam calls one of its Sforim Haflah.
Haflah.
Which includes the Dorim and Nozim.
Mamish Apela. So if you look at Rashi right after the Mishnah, about two thirds down the Omud, Ki Yafli Shtei Pamim, Echad bi Erech mi Echad bin Nozir, Ki Yafli Neder bi Erkecha, Ki Yafli Lindor Neder Nozir. So Rashi, Achas Haflo the Isser. Kule Haflo Loshen Pirush. When you say the word Yafli, it means Pirush, to go and be Mefarish, to say something express. Kitarguma, like it says in the Targum Loshen, Arei Yafrish, when the person says it, Befeirush. V'lo mekos of Haflo b'shneim, why does the Torah say the word Haflo? Achas kishapirush bin Nodar vi Oser Atzvei bin Eder. The achas shechoyzer umafarish lefli hachocham va'oimer kein nedarti uladas kein nedarti avadas kein loy nedarti varihu bali decharato b'tochkach bali dehet. Again, this is not the simple pshat in the pasuk, because both psukim are talking about to take upon themselves a prohibition, an erchin, a neder, and nazirus. However, b'derech trush, the Gemara is saying, I have such tikkun remez that I can say that the second yafli, that he goes to the Ruv, and he's mafarish what he meant and what he said, and therefore he tries to find a Pesach, a Rota, and a Het. Anyway, that's Reb Lezer. Reb Yeshua, Oymei Yesh Lema Mashiyis, V'chuayim, another Ayish, and it says in the Pasik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hashem Yishbati, be happy, and Yevoyin El Menu Chosi. We say it every Friday night in the Daven. So why did it say Hashem Nishbati bi'api? It comes to tell you, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, bi'api nishbati. When I made my shvua originally, it was because I was angry. Kaviyochel, the Rabbi Yishu was angry, and he made a shvua. However, chazati bi. Now the Baruch Hashem, cooler heads have prevailed. Baruch Hashem, I've cooled off from my anger. Kaviyochel, the Rabbi Yishu says, I have charat, and therefore I have a Pesach for my night. Rabbi Yitzchak, yes, Lama Hashi Yisrael, who should never say in the Pasuk, Koil Nediv Liboy. What is it called, Nediv Liboy? It's referring to giving Truma to the Mishkan. Kchume Yitchem Truma Lashem Koil Nediv Liboy Yivyeho Eis Truma Hashem Zo B'chesem V'choshes. Then why does it say Koil Nediv Liboy? All it has to say is a person gives Truma, he gives it. What is the Nediv Leib? If he's Nediv Leib, he'll give more. If he's not Nediv Leib, he'll give less. But that's really Loim Mal of Loim Moirid. All we're saying is a person is giving a truma. So I learned for this called a div liboy, that as long as his need liboy is noidvoy, as long as his heart strings are telling him, go and open up your purse strings, he'll go and give more money. unfortunately, when his heart is no longer that open to giving money, then his purse strings will also be closed more tightly. So if you look at Rashi, five lines before the wide lines, called the Devlibai Hevil, so Rashi, Emoidanu Libai Noidvai Olav, if his Nadivus Alev is still there, his heart is open, and bring it. If the Mishard, however, wanted the Devlev already cools off, he just heard a speech, an appeal with Saris, fire and lightning, and therefore thunder and lightning, and therefore he decides, I'm going to go and give a lot of money. But an hour later, he says, what I give so much money for? I need money for something else. So therefore, as long as the Divas Alev is there, he's willing to give. The Mishard, afterwards, when he starts having Charata, things cool off, Yatir Olai, then he can go and be maternated. So you have a Psochat Tashtikel Smach, Fator Sudarim, for Kol Nedivivar. Hanani ben Achira Bishu Aimer. Yesh lo mashiyis lo gushen ebet in the pasuk. Nishbati va akayema lishmar mishpatetim kecha. Now the question is, of course, if I made a shvua, I have to be makayim lishmar mishpatetim kecha. What do I need the word va akayema for? It could have said nishbati. Vani eshmar mishpatetim kecha. Izach mashma that sometimes I make a shvua and I makayim it. Sometimes I make a shvua and I'm not mekayim. How can you make a shvua and not be mekayim? I mean, matir neder. It's all chapsa shikur emes for our Torah's Torah. Now, all of these were tanoim who are set forth in a brisa. It's Omer Rav Yudah Mishmuel. Shmuel, of course, is already first generation Amayroim. He says, Ki avoy hasam, I wasn't born yet, I wasn't there, but had I been there the times of the brisa, Amilahu, I would have said to them, Didi, Adifa meididchu. I have a better drasha than all of you. Shinemar says in the pasuk, lo yachal devare. We stay in the pasuk. Ish ki yidar nedel Hashem o yishav b'shvua lesser iser al nafshei. Lo yachal devare. Lo yachal devare means don't be machalal, don't make your words chulin, don't profane the holy words that you said until now. So why does it say lo yachal devare? Darshin Shmuel, who ainam yachal avachere moichon loy. The Gemara's lush is moichlam, but still it's a mistake. It probably should be mechlin like. Because we're not talking about mechila like during El, that everybody says, are you moichlam, are you moichlam?
I'm just saying the words we have is moichlam.
I understand. Abba Yisrael, the moichlzan, I think the proper gears in the Gemara should be, who ain't a mechel, ablachere mechlin like.
But this one is the one I meant in Rashi.
No problem.
She brings this down.
Excellent. Anyway, so bottom line is, our Gemara is telling you, he cannot go and be mechal his dvorim, but others can be moichol and mechal. How can others be mechal? So Trashi, you go to Aruv, you go to Abezin, and they can go and find a Pesach Neder, Habacharai, if a het in the dark. Anyway, so about, yeah, Pesach Harot, I'm sorry. So now we have Be'erach 5 or 6 drashes, Lechoyra, all of them are wonderful. Zotting Emara, Omerav, Lekulu, Islu, Pircha, Lebar, Midishmuel. All of the Rayas, and the Ramazim, and the drashes from the Braisa are all susceptible to a strong challenge. All of them have a pircha. The Bar Mishmuel, except for Shmuel, that was said the final one, Leyachal Dvaray, the less they pircha. So we start from the beginning. The Imid Reblazer. What was Reblazer's raya? That it says the word kiafli twice. So Gemara, Dilmikin Abudin, Yeshem Mishim Reb Tarfin. The Sani Abudin Mishim Reb Tarfin. Lo Oilam Ein Echemehem Nozir. Shloi Nitna Naziris El Afla. Rabbi Yehuda Mishim Reb Tarfin learns from the word kiafli a totally different limud. What does he learn? He learns that you're not a nazir unless you are 100% certain b'shas the naziris. What do we mean? So Rashi gives us an example. You have two people who are sitting together here in Riverside Park. They're sitting on a bench. All of a sudden passes by a person walking with long, long hair going all the way down to his navel. So now the two are talking to each other and one says to the other, you see that guy with the long hair? That's not nazir. That's why he has such long hair. The other guy says, yeah, nuts. Obviously, you don't know the West Side. This is a hippie, a yippie, a hoppie, a yuppie, a mishikina, but those are nish kanozir. So the first one says to the other one, I am so convinced that he is a nozir that I'm willing to take upon myself, hareni nozir, shehu nozir. I take upon myself that guy is a nozir. The other guy says, you're nuts. Hareni nozir, she'ain hu nozir, that he's not a nozir. Okay, after the discussion, they go and say, hey, mister, can you tell us, please, are you a Nazir or not? He's obviously going to say one or the other. He'll say, I don't know what Nazir means. But bottom line is, we'll figure out that either he was a Nazir or he was not a Nazir. And therefore, either Reuven will become a Nazir because he said, Rei Nazir, or Shimon will be a Nazir because he said, Rei Nazir, he's not a Nazir, right? So, Mamad of Shech, one of them. The Loch is neither of them are Nazirim. Why? Because the word Yafli means that Bishas, the Haflo, Bishas, he says, Rei Nazir, he has to have a certainty.
Right.
About his, because that's the lashon of aflo, mafli, expressed, explicit, is certain. So let me give my key to Rashi.
Each one thinks that he won't be a nazir.
Oh,
that's why he said it.
Look at the first line of the Rashi, the first wide line. Ain echem a nazir. Bei shayu yoshvin. Two are sitting together. Oh boy, echad lefneim, one goes by. The Omar echad, and one of them says to the other, Hareini nazir sheze habo etzleinu nazirhu. You see the long hair. He must be a Nazir. And I'm telling you with conviction, Hareini Nazir, Shehu Nazir. V'chaveir Oimer, Hareini Nazir, She'ein Nazir. V'lepsoif Nimtzeki Echmian. Rashi doesn't tell us what the decision was, but obviously...
What's the difference?
Exactly. There could be two separate stories. One was a Nazir, one was not a Nazir. The bottom line is, obviously, he was Yah Adonish. Ein Echmian Nazir, neither of them become a Nazir. L'fishloi Nitna, Naziris Leo is Nazir, Bitlia Ubisafik. There's no such thing as a suspended Naziris that I'm not sure. Efshio, Efshinish, El Bafloa, Vadoyis, Mufodashis, has got to be 100% crystal clear with crystal clear certainty. Anyway, if that's the case, then I'm using the Kiafli for a totally different Russia. So it's not Ibrik to tell me Echer Haflo Li Issa Vi Echer Haflo Li Heter, and therefore, no. Nishka Shtar Karayi from Reblaise.
Actually, I think it supports Reblaise, because what did he say? What's the whole point of Charaka? That had I known with certainty the consequences of what I was saying, I would not have made this neder.
Mm-hmm.
And similarly, that's exactly what this Hafla is teaching us. It's not a Pirchan Rabbi Eliezer, it's actually a
supporting Reblaise.
Because it's saying the certainty is required for a neder. But the basis of Kalat is, there's, you know, had I known, I didn't have certainty, I was unaware. There's
but who says there is such a thing as Charata? That's what we have to know. It may be you're right, but who says there's such a concept at all that they can be matter and that? That's the question.
Good, yeah. Good. Next, Imer Rabbi Yeshua. What was Rabbi Yeshua's drasha? It says, Ashenishbati bi'api. And Rabbi Yeshua said, Ba'api nishbati, v'chazarti bi. Maybe what Hakadosh Baruch Hu is saying when he says Ashenishbati ba'api is to try to emphasize that because the shvua was made in a fit of anger, unfortunately it's irrevocable. It's going to remain a shvua forever, and you cannot be matir neder. Aybazoi is achpug faket. Not that I have a raya for heter adarim, I have a raya for isin adarim. So therefore, vayta nish karay. What was Rabbi Yitzchak? Rabbi Yitzchak said, I learned it from the Kol Nediv Liboy. The Pasuk uses the expression Kol Nediv Liboy. Why does he use the expression Nediv Liboy? It comes to tell you, L'choira, that if you want to make a neder, you don't have to say it verbally. It's enough just to think about the neder, that you're thinking about the amount that you want to give, and that's or any other neder. Make a neder to do X, Y, Z. You don't have to say it. You can have it in mind. So maybe that's what the Kol Nediv Liboy is coming to tell you. That's the lev that has to speak. It's not the mouth and the lips, as long as your heart did the speaking. And that's what Fugim and Shmuel. Shmuel says, "Befeirish nishtazai." That in fact you have to verbalize it. And maybe the Kol Nediv Liboy. The Avagav the Loyoyitz in Misvasa is the Chvayta. I have no raif head in the Torah because maybe it's telling us a psazaitig alocha legabe verbalizing. Ibn Achanani ibn Achi Rebbe Yeshua, what was his raya? His raya was from the fact that it says in the passing, Nishbati va'akayema lishmar mishpatei tzidkecha. So therefore the Gemara darshan, Nishbati, I made a shvua va'akayema and I will be makayim it. So chavdav v'pashit, I'm going to be makayim it. That's what I have to do with the shvua. No, it's not so dav v'pashit, because in fact I can be mater neider. Is the chayra ashtar karay? So tomorrow night, Nishka raya. Dem kerev gino marav, dem kerev gino marav. How do I know that you can go make a shvua to be mekayim a mitzvah? Because normally we go and say that you have any halach in the Torah is mushba v'oymen mehar Sinai, and therefore one shvua ain't shvua chal al shvua. One shvua can be chal another shvua. How come these shvua taki is can be chal? because that's what the Gemara Maseches Nedarim calls Nidrei Zruzenheim. To go be Mizar is the person to go and be Mekayim this mitzvah. He went and added an additional level of Zrizus by saying, not only did he say, not only does the Torah say that I have to put on tefillin every day, this Bar Mitzvah Bocha said, and I swear, I promise, I'm going to go and put on my tefillin every day. I don't need the swearing, I don't need the promise, but this will be Mizaris. Anyway.
Because the opposite, if he says, I'm not going to fast on Yom Kippur, it's worthless.
It's worthless, absolutely. Anyway, the point is, I learned from the Pasuk Nishbati Vakayema, this Inyan that you can be, you can make a Shvuah for a Kiyum Mitzvah. So Vaita, I don't have the Raya now for the Din of Het and Adarim. So the bottom line is, all of the rayas, all of the remozim, all of the drushes from the Braisa, unfortunately, Rava says, are not yafli dikka. They're not absolutely 100% certain, crystal clear, because each one of them I can go and learn epsa and under the drusha. The only one, however, that we're left with is Shmuel, who Shmuel wasn't even there, and Shmuel said, didi adiva midditchu, from layachal devaroi, hu ain't a moichal avlachin a moichal lai. Is Dr. Yemariyat. El the Shmuel Leslie Pichot, Shmuel's drasha is so good that there's no challenge to Shmuel's drasha. Om Ravi Seim Rav Nachma Yitzchak, and Ami Inchi. That's why there's an expression: Tova Chode Paltalta Charifta. Better to have one strong peppercorn or pepper seed, Mi Malitzana Dekari, rather than having a whole basket full of gourds. Gourds are like pumpkins, or you have a squash and things like of that nature. So all of them are wonderful, but one good, strong pilpul that has more koyich than all the others, of course, is strong. So therefore, he's saying that Shmuel's vart, ochashtikul pilpul, his pilpul is better than all the other Muslim combined. Okay. It's interesting. The Rav of the Gemara says that Shmuel less like pircha. If you look at the second toys before the end, they're not so simple. Rav the Shina and Perek Beis, the Nedorin, Aval Mechel, Hu Chefzi Shemaim, Hosimi Dabru Nafkile. In other words, it's a suggestion that, in fact, Le'yachal Devar comes taka for other drushes, not for the din of matir, of het and adar. But don't say, there you don't learn it from the words from the Le'yachal Devar, but rather from the word abru. Okay, anyway, back to the Gemara, Hilchos Shabbos. Back in our Mishnah, we said that as opposed to het and adarim,
Devaroi, not Devar Shemayim.
Right, exactly. In the Mishnah it says, Hilchos Shabbos, Chagigas Me'ilois, Harihem Karorim Hatluyim Besara, Shein Mikra Mut. And the Gemara asks an obvious question. Shabbos is Mikra Mut, Michtav Ksivan. Many, many times in the Torah you have, Shalom B'nai Yisrael says Shabbos, Zachor is Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh, Shom is Mikra HaKadosh. You have so many times the Torah talks about Shabbos. You're telling me it says Mikra Mut? Loi Tzricha Lekir Rab Abdi, Rab Abba, Choy Fagum B'Shabbos, Yitzarech El Afara, Potter Aleha. What happens if a person goes into his house, or if a person goes into his chotzer, and he digs out a guma? Now, I focus on house and on chotzer as opposed to in his field, right? Because if a person is choif in his field, that becomes the melacha of harisha, of going and plowing the field, or he's making a hole in the field. However, if you're choif a guma in your own house, you don't normally go and plow your house to go and plant things. Rather, this is a tolda of binyan. Binyan, because when would you make a hole in the floor? Because you want to go and put something in it, you want to set up your tanner, your kirayim, you want it to be permanent, so you go make a hole to put some sort of foundation in it. Anyway, this would be part of binyan. Now, what happens if a person is digging a hole in his house or in his chotzer, not for the purpose of building, but he needs the offer? What does he need the offer for? For kisui hadam, or he needs it because his child unfortunately soils, and his child does not know how to wear diapers or pampers, and therefore it's often necessary to go and be mechase the tzoya with offer. So the reason why he's digging out the offer has nothing to do with binyan; it has to do simply because he needs the offer. The halacha is he's potter aleha. He's potter. It's potter avalah. So you're not allowed to do it, but he's potter. Now, what's the svara? Why is he potter? Kiman k'Reb Shimon. L'chayre goes like Reb Shimon. The malacha shenit zricha legufa potter aleha. So in other words, why is this malacha shenit zricha legufa? Because I don't need to go and dig out the hole. Halavai, I can get sand and dirt, earth without going and digging out holes. If I could go and get from Walmart or from Costco and get a large bag of earth, and if it would be dirt cheap, then I wouldn't have to bother making holes. But unfortunately, they didn't have those stores. They didn't sell dirt. Anyway, I had to make the hole. I didn't want it. It's a malacha shein, it's yichel gufa, and you're potter. So the Gemara is saying that's what our Mishnah is talking about. We're not talking about the regular halachas that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. A lot of the Torah says many times you're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. But this type of obscure halacha, which is potter of alasim, lachshin, tzrichon, gufot, this is the halacha that we're referring to that is mikramut. By the way, we're going to see what's the mikramut. We're talking, we'll just give an example. Keep going. Now the question is, are you saying therefore that our Mishnah is going to Reb Shimon and not like Reb Yehuda? No, Philip Tamer, you didn't go like Reb Yehuda as well. Because although Reb Yehuda holds the Malacha She'en Etzricha L'Guf for your Chayev, I didn't Reb Abba say that you're Potter. Here Reb Yehuda could agree. Because Hasam Misakin Hacha Mekalkilhu. When does Reb Yehuda disagree with Reb Shimon by a malacha that although ain't a tzricha legufa, but lemaisa it's a positive act? It has a positive connotation and ramification. What type of malacha is that? We'll speak about in a moment. But Hacha, the case here, the person's digging a guma in the middle of his living room, is Mekalkilhu. He only makes a kilkul. Oh, everybody agrees that by a kilkul, that it's part of Aval Asim. Now, what is that in this case of Hasamu? Hasam is sakin. Gemara doesn't tell us what the case is, but Rashi shares with us the case, and this is Nebuch a case of a person who passed away on Shabbos Kodesh. And the body is inside a house, and that house now is full of tumah. And Kehanim want to go in, and Nebuch, a body which is decomposing on Shabbos is not a good thing to have. Therefore, he wants to take the body out of the house, into the Shusarabim, out of the house. Okay. The halacha says, Reb Shimon, is your potter Abul Asr, someone who's moitzi such a mess, bemita, on Shabbat, he takes it out of the house, he is potter. Now, why is he potter? Says Reb Shimon, I'll tell you for two reasons. Number one, the normal reason why a person takes something out of the Shusha Yochid into the Shusha Rabim is because he wants to transport and transfer something to the Shusha Rabim. I don't want to transfer anything to Shusha Rabim. I just want to get it out of the Shusha Yochid. I want to get it out. Number two, says Reb Shimon, I didn't even want the mess to be there in the first place. I didn't want this whole mess that I have to go and take it out. So this whole circumstance is something that was beyond my control that I never wanted. That's why Reb Shimon refers to it as a malach shein tzrich l'gufa. I didn't want this. I'm stuck, Nebuch, with this mess. It's a very messy situation. I have to take it out. So if a person took it out on Shabbos, he's part of Avalos. Says Rabbi Yehuda, Avalamais, Eman and Chanami, about it, you didn't want it and it happened. But you're doing a positive act in the sense that it's a tikkun. What's a tikkun?
You're fixing the house.
And now a Kayan will be able to go into the house. So therefore, it's a good act that you're doing. So it's not considered to be, it's takam lachshin, it's yichal gufa, but it's litakim. That's what Agamor is saying. When, one second, Rabbi Kohn, you shouldn't be talking this to Chumaisim. Oh, because Kohen wants to come in. Okay, one second, Rabbi Kohn. So, I feel like Rabbi Yehuda, when does Rabbi Yehuda disagree with Reb Shimon by such a case? Nebuchadnezzar, Moitzi Mess. Where according to Reb Shimon says, you're potter, and Rabbi Yehuda says, since it's a tikkun, you're chayiv, even though it's a bloch shin, it's yichal gufa. But a case over here by Choyfa Guma, everybody would agree there would be Achtos and Klal Yisrael. Wow, unbelievable. Both Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Shimon would hold that you're potter because it's a kilkul and it's not a tikkun. Yes, Rabbi Cohen.
How does this local apply over here?
Yeah.
Do the same thing? Do they both think the same way?
The Dovashin Meschavin and Aloch Shein Tzrich are parallel, but they don't really intersect. Exactly the differences between them, there's a lot of Torah. When is it considered to be Malach of Kavona, Leches Machsheves, Tzrich Legufa, the Meschavin? There's a lot of Torah. When we learned Masechta Shabbos, we got into it a little bit, but even then we said that this is, you can go and learn this for weeks, like they do in yeshivas. But for purpose of our Gemara, we're not going into the din of whether a Malach Hashem, Tzrich Kavona, ain't Tzrich Kavona, we're just talking about Malach Hashem, Tzrich Legufa. Yeah, what's all this?
In short. When you are making this, you are doing it
with kavanah.
You know right. What you're doing. Einim miskav means you want to do something else, and this is a consequence.
Okay, fine. Good. So, Rabbi, so you've heard now the whole difference succinctly and in summary form. A gracious koyach Hashem. But let's get back to our Gemara. So Gemara now said that our Mishnah talked about Hilchos Shabbos as being harorim hatluyim besara. The Gemara says it's like Reb Abba. Frank Dimari, that's my Karan of Gum Besara. Where talk do you find any remes to Reb Abba's halacha? If you look in the Torah, it doesn't think about Hachoifa Guma B'Shabbos. So what are you referring to? So Dimari we're referring to is Malachas Machsheves Osra Torah, Malachas Machsheves Loik Siva. The trader was only Mechai Melechas Machshevis. Where was the trader Mechai Melechas Machshevis? Explains Rashi. Not in the parasha of Shabbos, but in the parasha of Mishkan. And the reason why we apply this halacha to Shabbos is because of the smichus that you have in the beginning of parashas Vayakel. Vayakel talks about the building of the Mishkan, but at the same time, at the very beginning of the parasha, talks about Shomrei Yisrael Zeh Shabbos. So therefore, the smichus in Yonim comes to tell you that I learned Shabbos from Mishkan. Just like by Mishkan it says, Lasis Melechas Machshoves, that Bitzal and Aliyov, they went and did a Melechas Machshoves. So this Melechas Machshoves also applies to Shabbos Kodesh. Look at the top Rashi, Melechas Machshoves, Shemachshova Choshva B'daitoi, that he had the Machshova. Umiskaben lo, Bezelun Iskaben lo LeBinyan Zeh. This one was not Miskaben to Binyan. Levicha Potem, that's why he's Potem. Bezel Remez Mu'ed. Why is it Remez Mu'ed? The Eil Melechas Machshoves B'Shabbos Leksiva, Shteta Lishkavot by Shabbos. El B'Mishkan However, it doesn't say anything about Shabbos. But you see that the focus of the Loshon HaGemara Melechas Machshoves and Rashi that says Machshoves Choshev B'Daitim Niskaven Lo, there is something to what Rabbi Cohen was bringing up before. Since we're talking about Melechas Shetzricha LeGufa, and now we're talking about Melechas Machshoves, that's got to be Mita Machshova Mita Kavana. You see that there is a strong similarity and a parallel, but you have to go and distinguish, similar to what Reb Pinchas was talking about before. And we continue on. Right after we talk about Shabbos, we talk about in our Mishnah Chagigos.
Reb Yehuda argues about endless Kavanos.
Also, yeah, okay, but then
but
Igmar doesn't bring.
It's only Legabe.
Okay, we're getting off this again. Back to our Mishnah Hilchos Shabbos, and it says Chagigos are also Karorim Hatluyim B'Tzad. Frank Timur, why? Michtav Sivan. It says the Feirish in the passing. The Morris quoted this already several times. V'chagoyisem oisichag l'Hashem shivas yomim, that you have to be choyging v'chag. And the Gemara learns choyging v'chag means that you bring karm chagiga. What did Rapapa say to Abayim? Who says that the taich of the word v'chagoyisem oisai means to bring a korm chagiga? Maybe means chugu choga. What means chugu choga? So Rashi says chugu choga means lahar by simcha. In other words, the word chag. When we say chag asuka is chag amatris. Chag means the festival of. The Yontif of. So maybe Chugachoga means to go be marib in the festival, be festive, be celebrate, it's a day of
Yuzer
celebration.
Dancing.
Now Rashi doesn't say dancing. However, if you look at Teisvis, the second Teisvis at the top, Choyguchuga, Yesh Mefarshim, not everybody, some, Loshin Mechoylois, it means talking to dance, Kemoy, Yechoygu Vianu Kashikar. Just like a shikar sways back and forth, if you ever see a shikar, hopefully you don't see it. So therefore, Yechoygu means it's also swaying and he's dancing back and forth. Good. Anyway, so the bottom line is, maybe when it says V'chagoyisem Mechag L'Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, be freilich, be happy, be joyful, sing and dance, etc. How do I know Karma Chagiga? So that's the reason why it's Karor Matulim Besar. Pray tomorrow, El Miata, are you going to tell me now? I'm sorry, Nochmal. El Miata, V'chsiv V'choy Guli Bamidbar. This is talking about when Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu should say to Paroi, the Achar Bo Moshe Bahar VeYomel Pare Koyomar Hashem LeKei Yisrael Shalach Es Ami VeYochoygu Li BaMidbar Hachen Ami DeChugu Chagahu. Are they telling Paroi that the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you, Paroi, to let out Klal Yisrael that you should go dancing in the Midbar? I mean, that's what it means. Avada means to bring a Karm Chagi. It doesn't mean dancing. You're going to say, Efshutakiya, maybe we should make a party, we should make a festival out in the Midbar Baksiv. V'yoyme Moshe, gam ata titin biyodeinu zvachim v'oilois. Ah, oilois for sure is a carbon. So Gemara assumes zvachim are also carbonis. Which carbonis? A shlomim. And therefore, putting the two psukim together, we're going to go out, yichoygali b'midbar, we're going to bring zvachim v'oilois. Is the charay that yichoygu means like a carbon, chagiga, not that we're going to be dancing and celebrating. I'm sorry? Yeah. That's Rashi. That's Rashi. But if you look at Chug Chogim, if you look at the second Teisvis, Yesh Meforshim, it's a Loshim Mecholais. Loshim Mecholais means to dance. in circles. Yeah, okay. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara, Vilma Hachikama and Ochnish Karayat. Maybe when the Torah says Yichoy Galiba Midbar, and then it says Gamata Tid Veyedei Vachem Oilais, the Hachikama Rachmana Ichlu Ushu Vachoy Galchuga Kamay. I want you to go out to the Midbar. I want you to celebrate your temporary freedom from the bondage of Mitzrayim, and I want you to make a party, and I want you to eat and to drink, Vachuga Chog and Taka, to sing and to dance and have a Ganza festival. I Bushes Mitavort Zvachim, says Rashi, this Vachem Taka doesn't mean Karbonis. This Vachem means to go and eat Basa Taiva, regular Chulin Basa.
It says Oilus also.
The Oilus Levad is a Karbonis, but this Vachem Nish. Look at the Rashi. I'm not making it up. Rashi, eighth line from the top. Dum Hachin Kamar Rachman, Ichlush Su, Vachoy Guchug Kamoy, Yehatas Du, Oim. V'hai Zvachem Dekra, was Dr. Rashi? Lav Shlom Nino. Elam Zavachta Basa Lechel. Go and shecht Basa and eat.
Basatav is also called Zvachem.
Yeah, you have to Zvicha, you have to go and shecht it. So therefore, maybe Zvachem Taka means shecht regular Basatav. Oilus is Taka Kabbalis. But Vaitai still don't have a Rayam. The Choygaliba Midbar means Karbonis. Chagiga means Karbonis. It could mean Choygachuga. Have a good time and dance around. Das kann doch nicht sein. She muss doch sein that we're talking about Chagiga and not Chugu Choga. Well, how do I know? Because it says, V'leyolin Chelev Chagi Ad Boike. You're bringing Karbara, Zeh fine, but make sure that the Chelev doesn't remain until the morning, because if it remains until the morning, it becomes noiser, it becomes Pasabalina, and therefore, V'leyolin Chelev Chagi. The Chugu Choga Ka'omar. How is it possible? Do you ever find that dancing has attached to it fat? Or that a festival, a yontif, has fat? A korban has fat. Meat has fat, but not a chag. So if it says the pasuk yon chilv chagi, that chagi must mean lechoyre a korban chagiga. So therefore, habet chiyaraya. Why you tell me chug chagig on my name? Stay to the finish. Yon chilv chagi. Does the a pasuk retzach legabe a korban? Right, the morning Mishkaraya. The Dom Hachi Kamer Rachmana Chelev Haba Bizman Chag Lo Yolin. He's not referring to the Karbonis Chagiga. Perhaps what he's telling us is that on Pesach you bring many other Karbonis, like a Karb Pesach you bring, and of course you have Oilois and you have Musafim. All of those Karbonis. Be careful! Don't let the Chelev go until the morning. The Chelev that you bring Bizman Chag. In other words, not a Chelev of a Karb Chagiga. The Chelev that you have on the festival. When you bring kabbonis, make sure layolin. Rashi says could even be the darman adavos drink cholamoid. All the kabbonis you bring bechag layolin is a bazoi vaita. Have no right that is a din karm chagiga. It could be bizman chag during the time of festival of celebration. That cannot be the pshat because habo bizman chag hud layolin had cholashana kula yolin. Are you suggesting then that it's a special din and chag? Be careful, don't have lina by chaylev. Is there's no problem. Kol laila boik is referring to, of course, your daily carbon. Tzavas ham is one of leim. Zoy stoyda so oila he oila amoytom is beach. Kol laila ad boiker. Veishim is beach tukad boik. So the pasuk tells us to kol laila ad boiker that you're allowed to keep your chaylev until morning, but not beyond morning, because if it goes beyond morning, then chas v'shalom
becomes at night.
Ganze Nacht, exactly. Ezoy bazoy weiter muzdach zayin that chilev chagi is referring to the chilev taka from the korm chagiga, not stam chilev, because stam chilev a ganze yori have this din. It's not a special din in yontif. So Tzimur Dilma imeahu have a minahu li esek because Rachmona high lilav. Oh, kol laila ad boiker, that is a din. Make sure that the chaylev doesn't go until the morning. Another shouldn't become possible in a noiser. That's an essay. The reason why I have this special pasuk here, leyolin chaylev chagi ad boiker, does tochzo alav. So the Torah wants to add a lav to the essay. Break the mar lav. Because the Kerachon, I already have a lav. For the yolim and abasar asher tizbach be'erev, but yoyim harishon laboiker. It's already, there already is a lav. Now, the kasha, the gemara, nishka shtarke kasha, because it's talking about for the yolim min habasar. Basar, of course, means meat, not chaylev. And meat is a different story. Here you have noiser and you have a pasolina, because chaylev goes on the mizbeach, leyolin. Here you have basar, you have something that you eat.
But in svara, if it's basar, it's chaylev.
Number one, but it goes beyond the svara. It also is, explains Tosfos, because since the pasuk says, don't leave over the basar until the next morning. This pasuk is talking about a shlomim. A shlom is nechal lishnei yom v'layla echad.
Don't have 2 nights, only have 1 night, 2 days.
Exactly, you have 2 days. So why does it say, don't leave it over until b'yom rishon l'boiker, don't leave it over until the next morning? You can leave it over until the next morning, and you can eat it the whole next day until the next night. It's not mine.
If look, it was a shlomim.
Look at Toys. It's a yom and a bus. You see what yom and a bus said? Toys is parallel to Agamar. By the fact that it says b'yom rishon labayker is a siman that we're talking talk about not only the basa but also about the chelim. So this pasuk is really talking about both. The pasuk says b'feirish, but by the fact that the pasuk says also b'erev b'yom rishon l'boiker, we're also making a reference to the chaylev. Be careful about that as well, about the leaning. It is l'maisa habdach shayin I love.
Chagiga, really, I think in Pesachim we had that. Others say it has the same thing like the Pesach, like Abi, that you can't keep it till the
fine, but you see, Toys says that according to this structure, yeah, according to this mandi.
I'm just saying that that's
fine. It's a machlokes. Good, but back to Agimara. The bottom line is, Vayter, you're telling me that the Layolin Chelev Chagi comes to tell you a lav in addition to what I say. I already have a lav from Layolin Menabasi Tizrach Be'erev, so what do I need? Another lav? So you want to do a lav, a little bit Shnei lav in Be'esay. Maybe he's coming to tell you two lav.
That's twice.
Now, this, of course, is a rare Gemara, because usually the Gemara called Heicha the Ikala Medrish Darshinan. We have a general rule that every time we have another pasuk, we don't want to say an extra pasuk. Yeah, it's going to add another lav. Each pasuk in the Torah, we want to say that Kosh Baruch Hu had a special machshava, a special din, not just to go and add on lav and lav and lav. So it's interesting that the Gemara is asking the dim lav or b'shnei lav. So Tois already asked that. Kasha, that's the next Tois. Says the reason is because I prefer adding new lavin as opposed to creating brand new karbonis. The Torah doesn't say anywhere befeidish anything about a karm chagiga. It's only said v'chagoisim oisai. So if I can interpret v'chagoisim oisai, meaning to sing and to dance and to have a good time, why should I create new karbonis as it is? This fellow has to go and bring the oilas re'iyah. That's already an expense. And I say have to go and have the shalmei simcha. They have to have the simcha of basar to go and create yet another karm chagiga. Unless you have befeidish, that's why the Gemara says Toisus prefers to say maybe nochalav. Elzut more asya midbar. You asked, why do I say that chagigois happens to be michtav sivan? I said chagoisim oisai, and then you said maybe chugachaga. Now I have a befeidish limud. What's a befeidish limud? Midbar. What's the midbar? I have exedisha. Ksivach v'chaygali ba midbar. Now this is chaygali ba midbar. We said already before nishkarai. This is choyguli could be
dancing.
Exactly. Like the Gemara said, ichlu ushsu v'choygul chuga kamoi. So nishkarai. Uksiv hashem. There's a pasuk in Tanakh, in a pasuk in Amos. Hazvachem mincha yigashem li b'midbar. The Gemara brought this pasuk a few days ago, and the Gemara asked it with a lashon bitnia. Hazvachem mincha yigashem li b'midbar. Did you bring zvachem to me in the midbar all those 40 years? And we discussed with your brother Nishbar. Anyway, that zvachem yigashem li b'midbar. Zicha talking about karbonis. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu is not saying, did you make parties in the midbar? He wants to know whether you brought Zvachim and you brought Kabbalis. Is Ma'ala Halon Zvachim? Just like over there when it says, Higashim Liba Midbar, that Zvachim means Kabbalis. Afkan, when it says midbar, V'yichoygul Liba Midbar, also means Zvachim. Oh, said, bottom line is, now I finally have something, a clear cut, right? It doesn't say Befeidish Mamish, but I have Akzeh Shava, and based on this, I know that there is a din of Karm Chagiga. Frank Timore, if I have Xeira Shava, Umay Kaharna Tulim Basara. After all, many halachas I learned from Xeira Shavas and from Kalvachoymes and from Hekishes. So, Zachaguta Drasha, whenever it be Shmuel's 13, so Zachaguta Xeira Shava. So, why are you telling me I run Tulim Basara? Said Timore, because every time you did Kabbalah Leofinan, the second pasig is Vacham Mincha, that's not a pasig in the Torah. It's the Chinach to go and learn a pasig from the Torah, but Xeira Shava, doesn't Tanach. Doesn't Nishkazah Shtark Xeira Shava. That's why it's Haran Atulim Masah. Good. The next case of the Mishnah was Me'ilois. What's Me'ilois? Shteitach in the Mishnah Nochmul is Kaharoran Hatluyim Besar. Me'ilois, everybody knows, means to have Hano'ah from Hekdish. Freit Dimar and Mechtav Ksivan. ganze parsha de Torah, a person who is moil, ishke yimoil mal meila v'chot mishkogem mikotchi Hashem. You have a whole bunch of what carbon do you have to bring if you moil? Hashem meila. He says a ganze parsha v'zokt is haron tolim b'sar. Amr b'chama loy nitzrecha ele kiretna. The Mishnah over here is alluding to another Mishnah. What's the other Mishnah? Hashliach she'ase shlichusoy ba'alabayis mo'al. Le'ase shlichusoy shliach mo'al. You have a balabos. And he gave to the shliach money of Hegdish, and he said, take this money and buy for me chulin. Rashi even says, not only did he tell him to go and buy food, he told him to go and bring for him a choluk, to go and bring for him a beged. Why did the balabos do that? Because the balabos himself made a mistake, and he thought that this was chulin money, and it turned out that it was Hegdish money. Uh-huh. So really, the balabos is the one that is the guilty party over here. And he gives the shliach the money. He says, do me a favor, go and buy me a cholik, go and buy me a talis. If the shliach faithfully fulfilled what the Baal HaBayis said, mo'al. Hashliach she'osu shlichusoy, Baal HaBayis mo'al. The Baal HaBayis is mo'il behegdish, because the shliach should adam kemoisoy. Le'osu shlichusoy. What happens if the shliach went and en route decided instead of buying cholik or talis, he decided to go and buy a sefer Torah or something else? So he didn't follow the shlichus of the balabas. Then shliach mo'al, the shliach is mo'al. When the first case, where the shliach did what the Baal HaBayis told him to do, you're telling me the Baal HaBayis mo'al. Am I mo'al? Oh,
he shliach
the
Ravir in this case.
But that's the chiddush. Says the Gemara, v'chizeh choyte v'zeh meschayev v'chol la'teir kula. Normally we say, ein shliach l'dvar aveira. One person does the chait, and the other person gets the penalty. Is that fair? I didn't do anything. He's the one that bought the cholik. Ein echanam, he followed my advice, he followed my direction. Maske, but I didn't do the aveira. What happens if I told the guy to go and steal from the bank, and he stole from the bank? Would they go and take me to court and say, oh, you're the instigator? I told him, but he didn't have to listen to me. So, that's the chiddush. Amarava, oh my kusha, dilmashani meila di yalfa chait mitruma. Meila is different than kol la terikula. Kol la terikula ain't shlich ledvar aveira. However, by meila, yein shlich ledvar aveira. Why? Because I learned chait mitruma. Ma hasim shluchah shal adam ki moise. Afkan shluchah shal adam ki moise. Where does it say chait mitruma? So Rashi says, by meila it says, v'chata. Chota bishkagim ikotchi Hashem is a loshen chait. But Truman says v'loy sisu olav chait ki yichalu. So you have a loshen here chait and here of chait. Just like by Truma, the Torah tells you befeirish that a shliach can go and be matrim Truma for you. Where does the Torah say befeirish you can be matrim? It says in the pasuk kein terimu gam atem v'sebs gam atem. So therefore, I know by the parsha of Truma that you have a shliach. Afkan here, by the parsha of Me'ila, you also have a shliach. And Me'ila, by definition, is an aveira. So therefore, you have a rare case of shliach shel adam kimoise, even ledvar aveir. But once I know this principle of chait chait mitruma, that there is a din of shliach shel adam kimoise im medvar aveira, ishenishka chiddush is a bazai. Why did the Mishnah say karon etulim besara michtav ksiva shtei befeirish the parsha meila? And this case of shliach shel osher shlichus and balabai small the shtei techoch chait chait mitruma. So also double poshet. It's not haron etulim besara. Elam rav leinitzach al gesani. I'll tell you the case. A brisa. What's in the brisa? Niska balabayis lo niska shliach, shliach mo'al. Shliach ani maika ovid. Hainika ron tulim besar. What the Braisa tells us is a case nebuch of a poor shliach. Not poor in the sense that he's not rich, he could be a very rich man, but he's poor in the sense that he made a boo-boo totally against his will, without his knowledge, and he's totally an innocent bystander. What was the case? The balabas had money which was hegdish. However, he made a mistake and he thought it was chulin. He handed over the money to the shliach and he said, shliach, go and buy for me a cholik or a talis, buy something for me in the store. Okay, no problem. Shliach goes on his merry way. The shliach unfortunately forgot his cell phone at home. He didn't have his cell phone with him. Shortly after shliach leaves, the balabas goes and remembers, ay, 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 that money that I gave him, that's not chulin money. That's hegdish money. I hope and I pray and I say to him that the shliach should not go. I try him on the cell phone, but it doesn't ring because he left it at home or he left it off. Anyway, so I wasn't able to get hold of the shliach, and the shliach went and he followed the instructions to the letter. He got the cholik or the talis and he brings it back, and he assumes that his master, the balabais, will be happy. And when he comes in, the master is very upset and he says, I was hoping and praying, but I see my tefillahs were not niskabel. They were niskabel. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't say yes. He said no. Anyway, bottom line is, you were mild. So now the question is, who's guilty? We would all say the Baal HaBayis should be guilty. After all, he's the one that made the boo-boo. He's the one that gave him the money. And guess what it says in the Braisa? Nisker Baal HaBayis. The Baal HaBayis remembered that it is hegdish money, not chulin money. For the nisker shliach. The blame nisker shliach, the words are not precise. The shliach
he never knew.
He just meant that nobody reminded him because nobody told him he didn't know. And the cell phone was broken. He lost it. Okay, so what's halacha? Shliach mo'al, the shliach is mo'al. Zok yitzrova, shliach ani ma'ika oved. What did the shliach do? It wasn't his fault. Told him about
the battle. The shliach is that the plan here?
Even if he was mavatl the shliach, but the shliach didn't know him about it.
So, but that would make more sense then. In other words, he's no longer a shliach.
Fine, but nevertheless, why should he have to pay?
Yeah.
Shliach is totally off the hook. I didn't do anything wrong. I did exactly what the Baal HaBayis told me. Shliach ani my kavod. Hi, the Haram Tulim Misad. Does it degrade the chiddush of the Mishnah? Does state nish beferish? Haram Tulim Misad. Amar Vashi, my kusha. What's so shver? Del mil de hava moitzi mois hegdish lechulin. Every single case when a person accidentally uses hegdish money for chulin money, and afterwards he realizes, oh yeah, yeah, what did I do? It was a mistake. It was an accident. He didn't mean it. Nevertheless, the Torah says you're chayiv. You have to bring Hashem Eloi. This guy also didn't know. He's also chayiv. So that's what the Gemara asks. The Gemara is going to answer later on that the tushel is not such a good tushel, because by a regular person who makes a mistake between Mois Hegish and Chulin, he could have put up signs for himself, he could have gone and made a special drawer written in big Grois Oisis, this is my Hegish drawer.
He's a Shoyge, because he should have done. But the Shoyge is a Ninus.
It's a Shoyge curve lemeza type of thing. Ein Echanami was like an Oinus, it was a Shoyge. Ablamaisa, he could have preempted all of this.
But the Shoyge is definitely a Ninus.
Sorry?
The Shoyge is definitely.
Exactly. So therefore, the two shell that the Rabash is in my Kusha, don't meet him, I'm a he's an onus gomer. That's what the Gemara is going to ask at the end. But the vile the Gemara obliged with this, and therefore vaita. What's the harona tulim besayro? Elam Rav Ashley Nitzrael Kenanak. Oh, I have a real bomber. No chamishna. What's the mishna? Not all evan a kodesh shall hegdish. A person takes an evan or a kodesh evan, for instance, like a brick or a kodesh beam, which belongs to the lishka, to the base of hegdish, to the gizbar. It's of hegdish. He takes it out and he removes it. Harzalamot. The Val, we didn't do anything with it. He just was moitzi mirshus hegdish to rishus chulin. The Val, there's no me'il. The son of Chaver.
We never know from it yet.
We'll see him out. Baal to say. The son of Chaver, if he gives it to his friend, and what does the friend do? The friend is going to use it now for building. Well, the Maisi hasn't used it yet. Hu mo'al, at the moment that he transfers it from the rishus of hegdish, he already took it out of hegdish. But until now, he was still holding on to it. But once he now gives it a shini balim, he gives it to the chaver, then hu mo'al, he is mo'al, the chaveroi loy mo'al, the chaver is not mo'al. Chaver is not mo'al because he didn't do anything. But so now, what's the difference between the reish and the seif? The reish, he just removed it from the rishus of hegdish, and he takes it out. The seif is that he handed it over to somebody else. In the first case, he's not mo'al. Second case, he is mo'al. Frankly, mo'al mechli mishkol shakla. The guy removed it from hegdish. In a sense, he stole it from hegdish. Is mali hu umali chaveir? What difference does it make if he took it and it's still in his rishus for the next year? Lemaisi took it out of hegdish. He should be mo'al. No, he didn't do anything. He didn't have a no yet. So how come when he hands it over to the chaver, then he's mo'al? What's the difference between this case and that case? Oh, that's what's so perplexing. Hayne karom tulim basar. In that braise is like Shmuel. That mission is like Shmuel. The Yom Shmuel. Hacha begizva mesuris leavni beyanaskinon. Gulhecha the mancha beshusidi day mancha. Shmuel says your kasha is a good kasha, but we left out one ingredient. Who is the person that took the Evan or Kreda out of Hegdish? Not a third party. But the gizbar himself, unfortunately, not a reliable gizbar. The Gizbar himself, Nebuch, took from the property of Hegdish, and the Val, he's holding on to it with the intention eventually of using it or abusing it. But Lemaisa, at the moment, he's still holding on to it. When he hands it over to somebody else, then he's Moyel. Because as long as it's still Brishusoi, he had the right to hold on to the Evan or
the
Gizbar. Even though his intentions are very, very bad, we see where he's leading, but nevertheless, as long as it's still in his rishus, he hasn't been moitzi mishasek.
Has money in the house.
Oh, it's a but now when he hands it over to somebody else, now he's the bad guy because he's taking taka out of the rishus. He gives it away. So now I understand the difference between the rishus and the seifa. So it's not so perplexing. It's not haron feeling beside him. Elomi seifa. I know the case now. Continue on the same mishnah. But no betech beisai. What happens if you build and you take this Evan or Koira, and now you install it as part of your home, you put the brick, you put the Koira into your house, until he sits underneath it, and he has the shadow or the shade of that brick, or of that Koira, of that beam, now, and he stays there for at least 5 minutes, a half an hour, until he has a Noah Shabbat Pruta, then he is Moil. This person obviously was mishana this brick or this kaira by installing it into his house. So that itself should be a form of me'ila, that I mishana it from the hegdish. Even if he never lives underneath it, he never has that shava pruta hanoah. By the fact that he installed it into his house, that should be enough of being moil behegdish. So now that's our untoli mesar.
Why taka?
Pray tomorrow. My kusha. So nishos oishver. Tumik kederav. Diom rav kikoin shenich al pi aruba. It's talking about a case where he taka didn't change the form of the evan or kaira. He left it totally intact. He had an aruba. Aruba means such a skylight in the roof or the ceiling of his house, and to go and protect from the rain or from the sun, he puts in front of it or on top of it, underneath it, he puts this Evan or Kaira. The mice, all you have to do is now just pull it out. He just installed it. He installed it by putting in mortar and with cement. He put it on top of the Aruba, underneath the Aruba. I'm sorry?
He just placed it there.
And just like you can place it there, you can remove it. Nishka grace is achen. Sadaka, there was no shinoi. And that's why, since there was no shinoi, Idar Bey, if he lived under it and therefore he had a no'ah in, what's the haranot doing beside it? So I still am stuck with my original question. The parsha me'ila is michtav ksivan. So do again the parsha asha me'ila is. Why did it say in the Mishnah that it's haranot doing beside it? We go back to the original case of Rava. What was the case of Rava? Nisker balabayis or nisker shliach. The balabayis remembered that this money was chulin money. He may or may not have tried to inform the shliach. He may or may not have been mevatel the shlichas. But as far as the shliach is concerned, he didn't know nothing about this. He just followed the instructions to the nth degree, to a T. He bought the cholik or the talis, and we say, you shliach, you are chai bashamilas. What did I do? Shliach anya my kovid. What's the digita? I the kakashalach. You're telling me that's always the case of a person who did it bishoygig, that he made a mistake and he has to bring hashamilas. How can you compare? Hasan made the yada the ikazuzi the hegdish. He knew that he had zuzi of hegdish. So he should have protected himself. Anytime he takes money out of the drawer, he should go and remember, what is this money? Is this hegdish money or is it chulin money? Since he wasn't so careful, we nail him. You got to bring in a shamilas. A bahacha miyada. The shliach had no reason even to fathom that this was Mois Hegdish. He is his regular shliach. He does total honor. And that's what the Mishnah meant when it said Meilois is Haran Tulim Mesara. This unusual case when Nizkar Balabayis, for Nizkar Shaliach.